Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And Christmas is upon us once again. So it's time to pull out all of our incredible cooking skills and get started to make a very, very important meal. And I'm talking about prime rib, the creme de la creme of cooking and the creme de la creme of a dish to create on a very special day. And I can't think of any better day than Christmas to bring out your culinary skills. Let's get started. What we're going to need to do my New Mexican rubbed prime rib is very simple. 1 2-pound USDA prime ribeye roast that we're going to need to clean. Like I say all the time, it's very important to have a great relationship with your butchers. Get to know them. When you can spoil them. Bring them cookies. Do whatever you got to do to always just make sure they're on your side. And the reason why I say that, cleaning a prime rib, it's not that difficult, but if you've never done it before, it's something you're going to want your butcher to do. And if you buy an already trimmed prime rib and everything is removed and whatnot, you're going to spend about an extra 30% more that you could have saved on this. So that's more meat you can eat instead of paying someone to do this for you. So always have a good relationship with your butchers and they'll do it for next to nothing. What we're going to need, like I said, is the 2-pound USDA prime ribeye roast cleaned. Salt and pepper to taste, because everybody has a different preference on their salt and pepper. 4 tablespoons of Arbasana olive oil, and I prefer Rosenthal Olive Ranch, Madera, California. They are absolute rock stars when it comes to making olive oil. 1 tablespoon of chili powder, 1 tablespoon of paprika, 1 tablespoon of curry powder, 1 tablespoon of lemon pepper, 1 tablespoon of garlic powder, and 1/2 tablespoon of cayenne. We're going to mix that all over our prime rib with the oil. We're going to put that all around. Make sure you get every single crevice of that meat. It's very important because this is all the flavor we're going to get. We are not going to be seasoning internally, whereas sometimes you get people who like to inject their prime ribs. Prime rib is one of those pieces of meat that, as long as it is a USDA choice cut of meat, it doesn't need anything in it but a little bit of love on the outside. You're going to go ahead and you're going to put your oven on, and we're going to start this at a very slow and low process. We're going to start at 320 degrees, and we are going to watch this prime rib like a hawk. What we're going to do is try to come to an internal temperature of 132.5 degrees, which is a perfect medium rare. We don't want to oversee that, because if we do, we're going to be in big trouble. Once we have finished that, we're going to go ahead and raise our heat up to a 500 degrees. We're going to let it just get a nice crust on it, and it will be done. For this and many more of my recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.